he was really used of God because of the food and of his lifestyle. So just follow with your eyes. I will read in the book of Daniel. Chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish but well favored and skillful and will always them and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end of thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, unto Hananiah of Shadrach, unto Mishael of Meshach, unto Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So we know already the story that Daniel was exiled. Daniel was one of the captives. If we put our shoes in his time, so we cannot really do many choices. Yet he had one choice, and it was a biblical choice. And even if he did not realize what was the outcome of the choice, we can say that it affects the quality of his life in the palace in Babylon. He was far from Israel, and maybe he can justify, oh, it's not my home, it's not my place, I can compromise a lot, and you know, I have no choice, something like that. But you know, because he already knew that his coming to Babylon was a part of the punishment, and he did not want to suffer more of the punishment of God. So while they are living as captives in the kingdom, and also they were given the chance to become scholars, and after 3 years they might be chosen to become counselors of the king. So here was his chance to prove that God's law is right. And what is right is truth, and truth is always right. And let us remember that truth is always absolute. That's why what will give good health to other people may also give good health to other people if given the chance. So the food that Daniel takes with his friends also helped him a lot, and it made him, number one, calm and not depressed. Because there are foods that bring depression to your system. Number two, he was alert and not weak. Some foods can weaken your body, like meat and alcohol. So the supply of meat and alcohol can weaken the body. So while he was young, he decided that he must not eat the king's meat, and especially the alcohol. And also, their meat was not a kosher. You know, kosher means the Jewish approved meat. So the alcohol also flowing freely in the palace. What he chose was water. Very safe. Very practical. Calm and at the praise, alert and at weak. Number three, peaceful and did not panic easily. Because food affects our emotion and thinking. If we trace his emotions, he did not easily panic. When the guard came in, "Oh, you will be killed. I will bring you to the prison and make you ready for cutting off your head." He did not panic. When he was thrown into the lions, then he did not panic. So we can see that Paul's affect the thinking and the emotion of a person. Some thoughts I learned that can make you acidic and nervous. That's what happened to me. Although sometimes it is the stress of the emotions of what you are thinking will make you acidic and nervous. I have one incident that is happened here in while I traveled from Virginia. And we're traveling from Virginia to Ohio. We had a layover in Cambridge, Ohio, for 5 hours. Then after about 6 hours, there came a bus from Missouri and the signboard is New York. So I told the driver, "I need to go to New York. Can you let me in? Because only 2 empty seats are available." So I told him, "But you know, it's my first time to travel by bus." I know I was alone, so sometimes it's natural to be anxious and have worry. And I noticed that when we traveled, we went back to Virginia. And I was afraid, "Oh my, we reached back Virginia, they will let me go down." But I already learned that he said, "From Ohio, we'll go to Pittsburgh." Sometimes I was overcome with emotion, so I was just thinking, "I'm wrong with my emotion. The truth is, he told me we are going to Pittsburgh." So for about an hour, I was miserable. And you know what happened? My stomach gets acidic. It's become a sour here, a part. And I was praying to God, "Oh Lord, control my emotion." So that was the kind of stress, you know. His food helped him learn faster. You know, there are some foods that will make you weak and you cannot learn faster because you are sleepy. Especially the children who are not eating good foods, they will become sleepy and not alert in the school. So at this time, Daniel was still young, but he learned faster. And his food is an attribute that let him become one of the king's scholar, and he became one of the wise men, and was chosen as one of the king's advisor or counselor in political and religious matters. Wow, look at that. The influence of his food and his thinking and his emotions. It affects his success, his work, because why he was chosen? Because of the many qualities of his thinking, good emotion, good attitude. You know, if you are sick, always, you cannot report to the work, you cannot be chosen of your because of your bad performance. So it really affects your good health, affects your performance in the work. Some foods can make you sleepy and slothful. These are some of the reasons why God uses his physical body and his soul and spirit to fight the evils and devils of the kingdom. And we can look back this book of Daniel as a history, a real history of a person who was really victorious. And I can say it is the power of God, the grace of God in his life, plus the good food that he was eating and the discipline of fasting. Because in the chapter, if you read at the chapter 13 of the book of Daniel, he was fasting for 3 weeks. Look at chapter 13 of Daniel. And the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks, meaning 21 days. I ate no pleasant bread. This phrase can mean partial fasting, but it also can mean water fasting. I'm not yet sure about this, but I'm sure it's a fasting mood. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Wine, it means the juice. Because when the word appear in the Bible, wine, we should be aware of the context, because if it's used in a negative way, it's alcoholic. But when it's used in the positive way, it means juice, the unfermented wine. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now I have a comment. It's like this. An old man like this at this stage, many scholars say that in this chapter, chapter 10, he was already 82 years old. Just imagine, 82 years old. You cannot just have a fasting if you have not trained yourself many years back while you were young to fasting. So I believe Daniel in his younger years had experiences of fasting. And so this practice or this discipline was carried into his old years. I mean, when he was old. So you know that many habits in the younger years can be carried to when you are old. So that's why it is good that we can have a healthy lifestyle while we are young, because it's really hard to change when you are old. I came to many places, even some pastors in the Philippines has a hard time to change their lifestyle, because they will say, oh, I have been this, I'm now old. So it seems they said, oh, I'm always right and you are wrong because you are young. So your experience as younger, if you have good experiences, can help you when you are older. So I was thinking why Daniel had this 21 days of fasting. I believe it's not the only time that he fasted. I believe he fasted for many days also, although it was not recorded, while he was young. So that's why I suggest that you practice fasting, because it is for your good health. It is for your quality of life. And you will enjoy it. I will read to you, if you are dependent to the, because some people are, really dependent upon the doctors. I'm not against doctors, but it's their kind of training that they always go to. Some doctors or most doctors always use the conventional, the synthetic medicine. But according to this book, I will read to you why some medicines or most medicines will give bad side effects. Because it rubs some nutrients from your body, which is supposed to be used by another organ. It means that if you continue using that kind of medicine, some vitamins and minerals will be depleted from your system. And at the time that vitamins and minerals is depleted, you will get sick. Because every vitamin has a purpose in our body. Like vitamin A. What's the purpose of vitamin A? Vitamin A is antioxidant. It cleanses the system, primarily the liver. But it's also good for the skin. And good for the eyes. If you lack vitamin A, you will have dry skin. And maybe you have a glaucoma or cataract. Because vitamin A supports good smooth skin and good eyes. And where can we find vitamin A? Well, it's in the vegetables, mostly green leafy vegetables. This is the purpose why God made vitamin A. And it was proven by some doctors and scientists already for many years. Example, if you are taking antacids, what kind of nutrients that these antacids will rub or deplete from your body? It will rub B complex vitamins, calcium, phosphate, vitamin A and D. That's why osteoporosis is common in America, because of the antacids. Antacids used for the, if you are acidic, you're taking antacids, you know about it? So it will deplete calcium. It will deplete vitamin D. Vitamin D is for the bones. Calcium is for the bones and teeth and nails. Antibiotics in general, isoniazid, penicillin, sulfa drugs, and trimethoprim, it will deplete B complex vitamins, vitamin K, and the friendly or the good bacteria will be killed. Example, if you are taking caffeine from coffee or tea, caffeine will rub or deplete your biotin, inositol, potassium, which is good for the heart, vitamin B1, and zinc. So if you drink much coffee, you are depleting your body, and especially if you don't have this supply in your body, you will really get sick, because caffeine will deplete or rub this kind of nutrients from your body. Another kind of chemical, laxatives. Using laxatives, you have constipation, it will rub potassium, vitamin A, and vitamin K. Even penicillins, vitamin B3, niacinamide, vitamin B6, oral contraceptives will rub B complex vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin E. The contraceptives will rub or deplete vitamins. That's why if you are using oral contraception, you really need to be healthy in your diet. Tobacco, the nicotine, will rub vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. And these are all antioxidants. Vitamin A, oxidants, vitamin C, antioxidant. Vitamin E is antioxidant. You may want to have this photocopied. It's page 391 of this book. And it's very, informative. So, nothing can beat your healthy lifestyle. Nothing can beat. So what you sow to your body, you will reap it. Because that's the universal law of God. What you sow, you shall reap. And sometimes we will not realize, we don't realize it, because we reap it later. And when we are at that period, we become miserable and we don't know what's happening to us. So it's really bad. Now I will mention about meat. What's meat? You may ask, I am eating meat? Yes, I eat sometimes, but I'm not craving. I choose not to eat meat because I know the supply of protein is also in the vegetables and fruits. You can get protein from the sweet potato. There's protein in it. Rice has protein. Carrots has protein. You may not believe it, but carrots has the most among the vegetables, among this kind of vegetable, it contains 19 of the 23 essential amino acids. According to my study, 19. So if you have carrots and garlic, you have complete protein. If you have carrot plus pineapple, you have complete 23 protein. It's already complete. If you have beans and rice, you have complete protein already. And we do not need much protein every day. No, not like vitamin C. Protein is more than to the body. Its base source are plants. Because as we look at the Bible, before the flood, God did not allow the killing of animals for meat. God allowed only the slaughtering of animals after the flood. That's the Bible record. And I believe it's for an emergency, not for a daily eating. Because when Noah came out from the big ark, all plants are destroyed by the flood. And they have to plant, they wait for months, maybe 1 year for more supply of protein. So God allowed it. And I believe it does not mean from breakfast until supper you have to eat meat. Because some vegetables, as I said, already contain protein. Just look at the horses, cows, goats. They are just eating grasses daily. And why? They have good, strong body. Fruits and vegetables also contain protein. Beans are the best substitute for meat. Two kinds of beans may contain 23 protein amino acids. If you mix beans, two kinds of beans, it's already complete. And you may eat beans 2 to 3 times a week, and that's enough supply for your protein for the whole week. Because even the bread has protein, most of the vegetables and fruits has already protein. Though meat has the complete source of protein, it is not the best. However, it could be eaten occasionally, not daily. Due to its high cholesterol level, bacteria, virus, antibiotics, growth hormones, and other toxic substances, as we know it, the way how they are raised. The Lord Jesus ate fish in his time. I think he ate meat during the Passover. That's the record. Because with the Passover, there is always a lamb or a goat. So that's the record. So it's sure the Lord Jesus ate meat during Passover. But more of the records, he ate fish. That's why I eat fish, to be like the Lord. And if you choose fish, make it the wild fish, not the farm fish, because the farm fish, they give them feeds. And feeds are harmful because it contains antibiotic, growth hormones for the chicken, for the cows, for the pigs. And that's harmful to the body. It's not natural. Maybe I'm suspecting, you know, what makes the chicken grow faster? In the 1980s, in 45 days, a chicken can be harvested. Now, it can be harvested in less than 30 days. So the hormones stronger. And I learned that the hormone they use is a growth hormone called a female hormone. And it's the kind of hormone used by the homosexual to make their boys female-like and to grow the breast. And maybe it is one of the reasons why there are so many homosexuals. It's contributing to these chemicals. And I heard one doctor say about that, And I heard also one agricultural said about that. So if you are supporting poultry business, I mean this kind of raising chicken, you may be helping homosexuality. <That's>, but it is good to eat organic chicken because they don't use hormones, they didn't use pesticides or insecticides to control. Yeah. That's why as much as possible I don't eat the poultry chicken. Although it's more expensive to eat the organic chicken, but I said health is an investment. Health is sowing and reaping. We should always think the biblical principle. We just don't look at the pocket or the budget. Good meat truly comes from the clean animals or preference declared by the Bible. This should be organic, meaning they are not raised in a controlled environment like a poultry. The food or feed should be natural without antibiotics, growth hormones, or recycled meats. I saw in a video, and it was confirmed, and I read in a book that recycled meats or meats from dead animals, even those meats that those from the highway, the dead deers were mixed to the pigs. The dead cows were grounded, mixed to the pigs, and clotting the blood. And sometimes those sick animals was sick of kind of an sickness. That's why the sickness is recycled into the pigs and the pigs to the living animal. That's why it's really scary if you think to eat this kind of business. Because it's legal. According to what I learned, it's legal to mix the dead animals to the pigs. Here in USA, that's legal. Insecticides, and they are walking, running in their place. Even if meat is derived from clean animals, man is allowed to eat other parts of the animal, such as the following. These are the things that even the Lord allowed meat, this should not be eaten. Number one, blood. There are similar principles about blood. Genesis 4:9, Leviticus 3:17, Leviticus 17:11-14, Leviticus 19:26, Deuteronomy 12:13, 15:23. And even in the New Testament, there was a debate. There was a conference about the food that be eaten by the Jews and the Gentiles. And blood is one thing that even the Gentiles should not eat. But be aware, and I read in some books that sausage contains blood. Some meat products, some processed meats contain blood. Why? Because when they look at the blood, it contains iron, and because they don't want to spend much money getting iron from the plants, so they will just mix the blood of the animal into the processed foods. And one of it is sausage. And they will say, fortified with iron. But their iron is just from the blood. It's not from the plant. Yeah. It should be fortified with blood. Not fortified with iron. That's according to what I read. If that's true, and I believe that is true. Blood is the life of an animal. Pouring the blood back to the earth after slaying the animal is an act to honor the Creator God. When an animal dies, there's a rapid multiplication of bacteria, or viruses is present in the blood. Blood is not the flesh designed for eating, Blood is a tissue for life. Even in the Philippines, some recipe has blood. I mean, blood. They mix blood, solid blood. They make the blood solidified. Sometimes there's a blood barbecue blood, blood in a barbecue. Yeah, if you come to the Philippines. Number two, that's not allowed by God in the Bible, as part of the animals, fats. Fat. The fats, Exodus 29:13 and 22, Leviticus 1:8, Leviticus 3:3-5, Leviticus 14-17, Leviticus 7:23-25, and all other passages. The Bible declares in Leviticus 3:16, all the fat is the Lord's. All the fat is the Lord. Fat is not allowed to be eaten as part of the diet of man. Most of the toxins are fat soluble. Therefore, fat is really harmful to the body. Because even the animals, they are eating grass, there are also some toxins in the grass. Bacteria, virus. The more fat you eat, the more toxins you have in your body. Animal fats and proteins should be limited because they are a burden to the liver of man during its conversion. Aside from the alcohol and the medicine that a man takes, these two things have a burden to the liver: animal fat and animal protein. It takes time to convert the animal fat and protein. That's why it should not be a daily part of a diet. The healthy fats are good for the body and back up with vitamins and minerals are derived from plants like avocado, coconuts, and nuts, other nuts. Those are good fats. Fats as part of the offering were burned with fire in the altar. Leviticus 4:19, Leviticus 4:35, Leviticus 6:12. Animal oils may be used in any other way. And you know what? Death is the penalty of eating fat. Leviticus 7:25. Death is the penalty in the Old Testament. That's why the people, although we are not enforcing this law in our time, but the consequence of eating fat is death in our times. Have we realized this one? Number three, internal organs. Some doctors advise or suggest eating liver or heart, but I don't believe in it because the Bible also forbids eating internal organs such as skull above the liver, kidneys along with the fats were burned with fire in the tabernacle and temple ceremonies. The passage is, we have the reference, Exodus 29:13, 22:25, Leviticus 3:3-5. And now, even the Philippines, internal organs, including intestines, are found to be high in purine, the chemical which turns to uric acid, which give you arthritis and gout. If the arthritis is advanced, it's called gout, but it's all the same. It comes from the uric acid. Number four, God does not allow eating skin. In the Philippines, there's a recipe called balbacwa. They make the skin very soft with cooking, and it's really good. It's really good. I eat some of it, but now I don't like. There's an instance where it's a Christian lady. She was pregnant already. Was almost to deliver, and she ate a balbacwa. What happened after eating that? She had hypertension, and she almost had a cesarean. Why? In just one instance, she ate the balbacwa. It's the skin of the animal. Maybe a pork, maybe a cow, or a carabao, or a horse, something like that. The skin. The skin is called hide in the Bible. H-I-D-E, hide. Leviticus 8:17. Leviticus 9:11, and it is allowed to be eaten as part of a proper diet. in the offerings, it was burnt with fire. It was also used in the old times for the accessories of man, such as shoes, bags. That's the proper way of using the skin. Shoes, bags, sandals, hat, or whatever. Yeah. This one should be limited. The Bible allows it, milk, cheese, and butter. Remember that milk, cheese, and butter are meat byproducts and contain cholesterol. In some persons, milk may cause lactose or milk intolerance, and it's partly due to lack of enzyme, lack of vitamin C. Milk is one of the causes of overproduction of mucus, and its symptoms are cold, scab, asthma, and it may lead to pneumonia. You may ask, what about bad meat? Bad meat are those which come from unclean animals declared by the Bible. The whole chapter of Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14, unclean animals were designed by God to be scavengers or janitors of the earth. They are cleaning our land, rivers, seas, and oceans. They can absorb much toxin in their bodies and will not easily get sick or killed because this is their natural function, to clean the land and water systems of the earth. But the man eating them will suffer the consequences of unclean and bad diet. So in these chapters also, mention about how to choose fish. So, but you may say, Pastor, oh, these are good. Shrimps are good. Octopus is good. Lobsters are good. Yeah, that's really good. But according to Bible, these are unclean. That's why she said yesterday that just eating shrimp make her feel bad. Because if your blood is already much of the toxins, it will react, because most of these seafoods are really full of bacteria, virus, and chemical toxins, mercury, like that. That's why sometimes the reactions very quick. So for health reason, if possible, minimize or avoid eating canned meats or processed meats, especially if they contain nitrites. These are the chemical that makes it red and salt. Artificial coloring, preservatives, flavorings, which are found to be cancer-causing chemicals. So it's really hard to change if we are used to that kind of food. But I remember when I was young, I ate a lot of those foods, seafoods. But I was sickly. Plus the eating of white bread, I had asthma for about 4 years. Because we had a small store, a variety store, which sells white bread. And because we transferred to another place in the same town, the business was stopped and the asthma stopped. Because there was no more cause of that asthma, the overproduction of mucus. I will come to the common diseases from common foods about respiratory problems. Respiratory problems like colds, cough, asthma, pneumonia are sometimes caused by some common foods. Our body itself is producing enough mucus to bring sugar as fuel to the brain. So mucus is really produced by our body to bring the sugar as fuel for our brain. But when these three common foods are over and above the normal intake, so when you have cold, cough, and asthma, take note of these three things. For even the children, to the children, it will affect their learning abilities. You know, when you have cold, cough, you also have fever, you also have other ill feelings. And your school and job and work will be hindered. Number one, starchy foods. Starchy foods means the highly processed foods that are made from white flour. White bread, white biscuit, gravy. This will combine with the other two common foods and makes more mucose in your body. And mucus is one because of sinusitis. When the mucus clogs up here, the sinus cavities in the stall sides, behind our nose, there will be an ailment or illness called sinusitis. Number two, oily foods. One of the three foods, except for the extra virgin oils like extra virgin olive oil and virgin coconut oils. Oily foods that are made or prepared with much oil, like fried or deep fried foods, whatever the preparation, with butter and margarine, this will combine with the starchy foods to produce more mucus. Number three is milky foods. Starchy, oily, milky. Except for the coconut milk, almond milk, and plant-derived milks, milky foods, including the cream and cheese, will add more mucus to the body, especially if you are lactose or milk intolerant. So if you are experiencing, if you have monthly, you have cough, asthma, or these colds, maybe it's not the cold weather, it's the food that you are eating. Starchy, oily, milky. Just take a note of these foods that you are eating, because it will contribute more mucus to your body. Cholesterol problems. Cholesterol is essential for our systems, and even sex hormones depend upon it. Our bodies are producing enough cholesterol, whether it is low density or high density cholesterol. But remember, the liver is the organ producing it. If you are eating a lot of meat, you are adding the level of cholesterol in your body. Plants has no liver. Therefore, vegetables and fruits has no cholesterol, except when the oil is an RBD. RBD means refined, bleach, and deodorize. It's made into margarine, and it's now the chemical structure is like cholesterol. The hydrogenation process of the oils make it more stabilized in the storage, but it destroys the natural quality of the oil and makes it more harmful, because it's now like cholesterol. So maybe you are asking, what's the substitute for margarine? There are some organic and made from other oils like olive oil. Hypertension and diabetes problems. In my own study, there are six common causes from among the foods, which is similar to hypertension and diabetes. And I explain these things. What are these six things? Number one, too much salt. Number two, too much sweet or sugar. Number three, too much salt. Number four, too much fat or oily foods. Number five, too much coffee. Number six, too much stress. Number one, too much meat. Number two, too much sweet or sugar. Number three, too much salt. Number four, too much fat or oily foods. Number five, too much coffee. Too much, I will explain it. Meat brings cholesterol, because animal has liver. As I already said that plants has no liver, therefore plants and vegetable has no cholesterol. Only animal has liver. We have liver, and our liver produces enough cholesterol. So that's why when you eat meat, you are adding cholesterol to your liver. If you ask, if I don't eat meat, is it safe to me? Yes, it's safe. When we go back to the Bible, before the flood, they were not eating meat, but Adam was 930 years old. He has no cholesterol problem. Yeah. In the old times, they were dying naturally. I think they are just dying in their sleep. But after the flood, there are many records about sickness. But before the flood, there were almost no record. I have found none record about sickness before the flood. Too much sugar makes you fat and less resistant to diseases. Salt makes you fat because the sodium in the salt, the composition of salt is sodium chloride. But the sodium itself, the purpose of sodium is to retain water. Because you need water, the body needs water, so the normal function of sodium is to retain water for normal processes of the body. We need a proper amount of salt. If you want to know, it's just a tablespoon. You get a tablespoon, fill that with the salt, flatten it, and that's the amount of salt needed for a day, for every person. So if you have too much salt because you are eating too much junk foods and very salty foods, you are trying to add more water to the body. That's why sodium makes people fat. I mean heavy, more heavy, because you are retaining more water into your system. So, and the danger is every inch of fat added to your weight, blood vessels will be added. It's like a system of a water system in a house. Your motor is small, but you add more pipes because you are extending your house, more rooms, more roof. So you're extending more pipes for the system. So it's like if you have more sodium body, you are adding more blood vessels in your body. So the heart will be burdened in pumping blood throughout the whole system. That's why even with the salt addiction, yeah, there are people that are really addicted with salt. Some are addicted with sugar. Some are addicted with always. That's why even if they don't eat meat, some people don't eat meat. They don't eat too much sugar, but they are addicted to salt. They still have hypertension problem because their body grows big and the heart is hard. I mean, burdened with pumping the blood because the example of your piping system is just 10 meters with making it big, you make it 15 or 20 meters. So the system, the motor, will have a hard time. Coffee, the advantage of coffee, too much coffee, a safe drinking of coffee is 2 cups per day. But coffee will dehydrate your body because it's a diuretic. Diuretic means you have to urine a lot. Your body will produce more urine. That's why the bad side effect of coffee is dehydration. And once your body is dehydrated, also drinking soda with caffeine, because it contains caffeine, it's also diuretic. That's why you will become hypertensive also. And as we know, that coffee will rob nutrients that's intended for the other purpose of the body. What's that? Too much sugar makes you fat and less resistant to the diseases, because sugar will make you weak. Actually, sugar, the sugar not really bad, because the carbohydrates itself will be turned into sugar. So if you are adding just the sugar, the simple sugar to your diet or to your drinks, that's unnecessary actually. Because when you eat rice, it will be converted into sugar. When you eat potato, it will be converted into sugar. When you eat bread, it will be converted into sugar. When you eat a sweet potato, it will be converted into sugar. But those sugars from the natural food are safe sugar, good sugar. But the sugar itself, which is just the sugar without the vitamins and minerals accompanying it, is harmful. Because it's the vitamins and minerals accompanying the sugar will help balance or will make it burn properly. Yeah, that's right. It's good to use honey or the stevia or whatever natural that you can find. And stress. As I said, that when you are under stress, you have 1,400 chemical reactions in your body, whether you're angry, whether you're unforgiving, whether whatever you feel, you're envious, bitter, and you cannot calm down. If you are experiencing it in the morning, the lunch, and supper, you have too much of stress, it will lead to hypertension. But the good thing with the stress, if your body is not, you don't eat meat, you are not addicted to sugar, you are not addicted to salt, you are unaddicted to coffee. Even if your body is under stress, it's just for temporary and no complication, because it's really natural to be angry sometimes. Sometimes you cannot control your emotion, but that's for a period. But the problem is, if your body itself is already hypertensive and you get more stress from the other people or from other stressors, that's the danger. Because you're adding more pressure to depress your body, because every time you are under stress, you make your blood boil. Just imagine 1,400 chemical reaction, even if you are just sitting down. Well, it's good if there's fire, because you will run and help the neighbor and you will sweat out and perspire. That's the good response to the stress. That's the proper. But if you are just sitting down and you are not able to calm down, that's a bad response to the stress. And about diabetes. Why is diabetes similar to hypertension? Because when meat is eaten, it will take more insulin to digest meat. Much insulin is needed to digest meat in the system. And sugar, the simple sugar, requires a lot of insulin. And when you take more salt, you need more insulin, because you are depositing more fats, more bile, your stomach. That's why your pancreas will have a hard time producing more insulin. And since coffee has caffeine, and it will rob other nutrients, and usually coffee has sugar, that's why again more insulin is needed. And if you are under stress, because your system is boiling and it's not balanced, there's a chemical imbalance, again the supply of insulin is affected. That's why the six causes of hypertension is almost the same with diabetes. That's what I learned from reading a lot. And I look at people and I ask them questions while like that, and I observe that all of these are factors, the stress and the five common from the foods are really retro in their lives. So maybe I will now give the time for questions. If you have questions, if you understand, or maybe you have some specific kind of how or what are the practical regimen that you can do if you have some illness. So, example, if you have colds, you have cough, if you have asthma, try to avoid those three. What are those three? Starchy, oily, milky. Because when it's out of your diet, it will help. I mean, you will be cured faster. Because the mucus that are there is the natural mucus. It's not an overproduction. Yeah, you can have it daily. If you are using that kind of those spices, those are called culinary herbal medicine. There's no overdose if you have it 3 times a day in your garlic. I mean, carrot juice, the onion, the garlic, and the ginger, even the turmeric has no overdose. If you just if you drink every day, say in the morning, no overdose. If you use it during fasting, try to make list of the garlic, onion, and ginger. Even if it's carrot only, that's already good when you are fasting or just fasting. Yeah, because it's hot, a little hot and pungent, so that's already good. Watermelon is also good for just fasting. Just pure watermelon. You can blend it or just eat it. That's good because there are more water in the watermelon than other fruits. And it's good to be eaten alone. Mm-hmm. You may have some... prostate problem. In my study, it's like this. Again, it's because of the meat. Meat has testosterone, a lot of testosterone. So if you're eating meat, I found that those who had a prostate problem, they are meat eater, even if they are not fat. So try to to eat less of the meat because of the presence of the testosterone. Testosterone is the male sex hormone. And also, this one thing, if you are fat, because when you are fat, the prostate is in here. When you are fat, the fat surround the prostate. And you cannot control the prostate because of your fat. I mean, there is less control if the male of the man has more fats in his 40s. It is recommended in a book that starting at the age of 40, you should be in your normal weight. Because if you are not in your normal weight and when you are 50 or 60, there might be a prostate problem. And it may lead to cancer if you are really a meat eater. Those are the two things that I found problem. And especially if you are not eating with the foods that contain zinc. Because the most concentrated part where there is zinc is prostate. Because prostate is needed for the reproductive system. Zinc is also used for the healing of the wounds and for the resistance of the body. But for a male person, the zinc is concentrated in the reproductive organ. Maybe you will ask, where can I find zinc? Garlic contains a lot of zinc. Onions contain a lot of zinc. But you can also buy raw pumpkin seeds. It has a good supply of zinc. And there are some supplements with zinc and selenium, like the saw palmetto. But the onion, garlic, if you eat it daily, every meal, that's a good supply of zinc. So if you cannot really control your meat eating, put more onion and garlic to your meat. If you are really addicted to your, at least, and if possible, when you have more of the onion and garlic, make it half cooked. Because if it's raw, the more you have it, but if it's already cooked, some of it are lost, but it's best when it's raw. So those are the things that I can recommend about prostate problem. And that's why it's very important to have a monthly fasting, because it will help you stay slim. And if you stay slim, there's a small chance, if you are not also, you are now controlling your meat, there's a small chance that you will have prostate problem, because you don't have much fat and you have less of testosterone. You may say, oh, what about my relation with my wife if I don't have testosterone? No, your testosterone hormone will be produced naturally in your body. But again, if you are adding from the meat, that's when the problem occurs, like the cholesterol problem.
Colon.
The colon problem is, I think, first about fiber, because in the colon, from the stomach to the small intestine, then to the colon. Colon is the large intestine. Colon is the last part of the process of the food. In the colon part, the stool will be formed so that the water will be absorbed back into the system. If your food has no fiber, it will harden. As I said, if you just eat the white bread, it's just like a paste and will harden like a stone. But what makes it soft and makes it go out after 24 hours are the fibers from your food. And the best source of fiber, number one, is bamboo shoot. I don't think if you have bamboo shoot in America, but we have in the Philippines. Number two, coconut. Coconut has 71% of the soluble and insoluble fiber. But if you don't have it, never mind. Just eat the fruits and vegetables. It has a lot of fiber. Especially the potato, sweet potato has a lot of fiber. And potato is really good. For me, it's really good. I have counseled a lot of people with their colon problem, because usually potato will make the disposal waste natural and regular. As I said, it should be 2 to 3 times daily. So just make sure if you have colon problem, fiber, and as I said, it's from fruits and vegetables. And to be sure that you are eating it properly, it should be eaten first, raw first, cooked last. Because usually the cooked ones lack fibers, but the raw ones, like the salad and fruits, it really has fiber. That's why if it's first, then whatever comes second, they will go together. But if whatever comes first is the white bread will harden, and it will hinder the normal passage of the coming out because it will harden in the colon. So fiber, remember fiber. Allergies to fruit. That's the first time I heard about what kind of fruit? I mean, I think there's use the vegetable. I think there's some other problem, but maybe you try the juice. Maybe he don't like the smell or the aroma of the fruit, or maybe the fruit like the apple has wax. The commercial apple you need to take out the skin because it has wax. But if you get the apple direct from the tree, it has no wax. Sometimes that's the cause of it. The preservatives, the wax at the apple. Let him try papaya, because papaya has good digestive enzyme, the juice. Let him try it. Or the pineapple, or the banana. These three fruits, banana, papaya and pineapple has good digestive enzyme, and maybe it will help the. But there's another thing that I can suggest. You should know his blood type, because every blood type has a corresponding color of the fruits or the food that is proper to that blood type. Example: when you are type A and AB, your food color must be like this: the white, the black, the green, and the blue. Even the color of the fish, you should try to ask what's the color of the fish, because it will really help you. You may ask, what are those black? The black beans, the white beans. What are those green? The green vegetables. It means if it's red, you cannot eat that. If it's orange, you don't eat. If that is brown, you cannot eat this. So, if you are type A, AB, try to stick to your color. It's white, it's black, green, and blue. If your blood type is type O and B, you will go to the colors of yellow, orange, red, pink. But if you mix the food, like the red and green, that's neutral. There are foods that are neutral already, like the ginger, it's neutral. So if you are, say if you are allergic to red rice, you only have brown rice, but the other family member needs the red rice, you just mix it and good proportion, half and half. That's a good compromise. That's neutral, and you will have no allergy, and especially if it's organic. There's no book about it, but I've got that in a seminar, and I believe in it because I practice it. You will do it, especially when you are sick. Actually, we can eat all of these foods, but when you are sick, you have to stick to your color, because for me, that's the logical. I mean, it seems to me that's the logical explanation. Why is there a green lettuce and why is there a red lettuce? Why is there a green beans and a red beans? Or white beans, or black beans. They are all beans. Yeah? Even the coconut, there's a yellow coconut, there's a brown coconut, and there's a green coconut. And some vegetables, there are like that. red or green, red or green, red or green, or not white, red, green, something like that. Even the rice, red. Actually, the brown rice is white, considered white, because it's only the coating that makes it brown. Actually, it's white. But there are some black rice or purple rice and red rice. So try to list that out, and I believe it will help you. It helped me. It helped me. I have been to a seminar of the Seventh-day Adventist people. You know, they are health conscious, and I learned it from them. And it's effective. For me, I convinced that blood color typing. Yeah. That, the blueberry is enclosed. Yeah.
Blueberry
and
what?
Anything else? Blue? The blue will go with the green. So if you can find, if you cannot find blue, you go to the green and the white. There are some other foods that it's bluish. You can take that, or you can compromise. We mix it. If there's no other, you can mix it with other. That's the best thing that you can do. Okay, another. Is there another question? Yeah, the skin. The skin. If the watermelon has double color, like the white and green, or some white and blue, so I think that's for all type, blood type. But the yellowish one, the yellow cantaloupe, that's for the other blood type. Yeah, that's true. When you have colds, try to look at your diet for the past 2 weeks or 1 month. If you have the starchy food, if you have the oily foods, and if you have the milky foods, because it will build up in your system. If those three are not present, then there are other causes. But for me, even the Philippines, those are the primary causes. From the small children to the old ones, it's the food. And maybe it's like this. Maybe you are drinking cold water also. Your drink should be room temperature, because it sometimes it will. Yeah, it should be normal. The right one is. More like temperature, because it's easy to absorb the body, because our body is warm, it's cold. So your water is from the refrigerator, make it sit for a few minutes before you drink it. At least it's near to the body temperature. Example, if the weather is really cold and it's not taken from the refrigerator, I think that's still good, because that's the normal temperature from the outside and the room. If it's real cold, but that's normal, can drink it. Are there more questions? You have no confusion about the former and the last night? I hope you understand. And
cereals,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Also, even oatmeal.
If you want the cereal, don't buy the one with instant, because instants have some they already cook it. But if they, you cannot find another, but you can use the granola already cooked. It's good for dating. But there's a spray coke and then coke again. There's also some, I mean, when it's half coke, then coke again, there's some problem along the way. So better if you cook it like the oats. So try to find organic or natural. Make it less of the process. Some cereals are already processed, but for me, the less the process is the best. Even if you cook it for 5 to 10 minutes, that's best. So, if you have there are some ingredients that you try to avoid. Some contains MSG, some contains magic sugar. You should avoid that. Those are the additives or preservatives that should not be present if you really would like cereal. Cereal is not common in the Philippines. We really have to cook rice or the sweet potato or other crops that we need in our breakfast. We really have to cook. It's not common. Although there are some imported cereals, but generally we're not used to cereals. But here I will use cereals because you have no more time. But rice is good in the morning already. If you can, you like rice. Potato. The best potato is baked. You can bake it in the microwave oven. Just switch the baked potato and it's good. If you have an oven, it's good. The next, aside from the baked one, the next good is steam. Why it's good to bake and steam? Because if you have the skin intact, the vitamin C is in potato and sweet potato. Vitamin C is heat sensitive. But if the skin is present, you can trap the vitamin C. But if you boil it, it will escape with the water that evaporates. But if you cannot have it steam, you cannot have it baked, boiling is still good, but you lost the vitamin C. Get the vitamin C from your fruits and vegetables. Yeah, that's really true. That's really true. But if you have no other choice, that's why in the Philippines, we don't have microwave oven. We just steam. We have a steamer for this food. Steam is really good.
I've been taking sweet potatoes to work. And I just wrap them in tin foil, like twice, a little more of a barrier. I just throw them in the back of the deep oven, and I set a timer for like 45 minutes.
What oven are you using? The bakery oven?
Yeah, the bakery oven. I mean, at home, just throw it in, maybe put the toaster oven on the bake.
Oh, that's also good. Yeah, the toaster also is good. The toaster? That's a good appliance for bake. I mean, the toaster which is you put it inside, not the one outside, that's also good. The toaster would... For me, I'm not using supplement, so I think it's an individual choice. Number one, for me, it's practical. I don't have much money, and most of the supplements are expensive. And the principle is like this: supplement is a supplement. What is the main? Because supplement should be added to the main. That's why my principle is I should be sure of the mean.